Mm-hmm. And you would say what they were?
In a good mood. Cheer them by myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I am.
If you went to town and were, like if your daughter went to town and you were going to town and you told her that you were going to meet her somewhere, if you got there and she wasn't there, what would you do?
Well, I'd have to wait for her.
Mm-hmm. Have that ever happened to you before and nobody came?
Well, no. Mostly when I wait for them, they come.
But if they didn't, would you do it again?
Well, if they didn't, I might not do that again.
You might not give them another what?
Another chance. I might just not wait for them anymore.
Uh-huh. Sometimes some people come around and you don't want to be bothered with them.
Mm.
And what do you try to do?
Well, I always, if they come that way, I would try to, you know, treat them nice. You know, I wouldn't want to let them know that I didn't want them around me. I'd treat them nice just the same.
But you want to be
what? But I'd want to tell them, you know, to go. I would try to, in a way, let them know that I, you know, didn't want any company.
You know, when you were in school, did you have much trouble with people trying to get things from you?
Well, I think all children have that trouble, you know. Thank children. Some children take your paper out of your, you know, tablets and things like that. And they take your pencils if they got a chance. And just had that to put up with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just about like it is now, I guess.
What did you do at school?
Well, you mean at recess and things like that?
Well, during the school time, what did you do in your classes?
Oh, well, we just had classes, you know, like that.
And what did you do in class?
Well, I happened to be a pretty good scholar in my class. In those days, we had head and foot
mm-hmm.
in the classes. And if you was a good scholar, a student, you would just about stay at head or mighty close to. And in my class, it was three of us. Joe Frank Drake and Joe Mitchell and myself, we stayed right around that head. All the time. We hardly could turn down each other because we all were smart, you know, could spell good.
Mm-hmm.
Spelling places and things like that.
Well, you spell and you reading?
Yeah, spelling and reading and writing. Mm-hmm. Arithmetic, different things mm-hmm. like that.
But you like to write?
Yes, I like to write. Of course, now I don't do much writing since I've got old. But I like to write. And I learned early.
Do you like to get mail? You like people to write to you?
Yes, I like mail. I like to get mail. I'm slow answering, but I get it.
Uh-huh. Most of the time, sometimes you can't remember all the people, where they live and stuff.
Mm.
So what do you do to keep a record of where your people live?
Well, I have an address book.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I save those letters and put them in a box somewhere and where I can keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And at Christmas time, when I get ready to send cards, I go get those letters in my address book and address the cards.
Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy that, huh?
Yes, I do.